Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Thomas Howard. Batting second. The center fielder, Jacob Brumfield. Batting third. The first baseman, Hal Morris. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Chris Sabo. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tim Costo. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Oliver. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Juan Samuel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jeff Branson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Roper. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, John Roper. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Luis Alicia. Batting second. The shortstop, Ozzie Smith. Batting third. The first baseman, Greg Jeffries. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Todd Zeil. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bernard Gilkey. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Brian Jordan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Pignazzi. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Tewksbury. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Tewksbury. And now, play ball. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jacob Brumfield batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Brumfield hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Gilkey. Brumfield reaches second base with a double. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Morris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brumfield scores. It's 1-0, Reds. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Sabo hits a fly ball into center field. Jordan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Costo is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Costo hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Alicia strikes out. One out. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards short. Branson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Jordan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Samuel hits a fly ball into center field. Jordan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Branson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Branson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Roper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roper hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Todd Zeil is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Zeil hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morris settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Morris. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Zeile hits a ball on the ground towards short. Branson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gilkey hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Samuel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roper fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brian Jordan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jordan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sabo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Jacob Brumfield batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brumfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Brumfield hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pignazzi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Pignazzi for a passed ball. Howard moves to second. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jeffries scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morris for the out. Howard moves to third. Two outs. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sabo is 0 for 1 in the game. Sabo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zeile fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tom Pignazzi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Pignazzi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Tewksbury is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Tewksbury bunts towards first. Morris scoops it up and throws to first, with Samuel covering, for the out. Pignazzi moves to second. One out. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Alicia is 0 for 1 in the game. Alicia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Samuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pignazzi moves to third. Two outs. Ozzie Smith batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Smith reaches second base with a double. Pignazzi scores. It's Reds, 1, Cardinals, 1. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Smith trying to get to home. Brumfield throws the ball into Oliver who tags Smith who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Reds will come to bat. Tim Costo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Costo is 0 for 1 in the game. Costo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Zeile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Gilkey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Samuel is 0 for 1 in the game. Samuel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zile fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Todd Zile batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Zile is 0 for 1 in the game. Zile hits a line drive into right field. Costo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gilkey is 0 for 1 in the game. Gilkey hits a fly ball into right field. Costo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Whiten is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Samuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Reds will come to bat. Jeff Branson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Branson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Branson hits a pop-up towards short. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Roper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Roper is 0 for 1 in the game. Roper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jordan. Howard reaches second base with a double. Jacob Brumfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brumfield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Howard scores. Brumfield moves to second. It's 2-1, Reds. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alicia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Brian Jordan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jordan is 0 for 1 in the game. Jordan takes first base on ball 4. Tom Pignazzi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Jordan. The throw from Oliver and he is safe. Jordan steals second. Tom Pignazzi batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Pignazzi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pignazzi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pignazzi for the out. Jordan moves to third. 1 out. Bob Tewksbury is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tewksbury is 0 for 0 in the game. Tewksbury strikes out. 2 outs. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Alicia is 0 for 2 in the game. Alicia hits a line drive into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Reds will come to bat. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sabo is 0 for 2 in the game. Sabo hits a pop-up towards the mound. Tewksbury settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tim Costo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Costo is 0 for 2 in the game. Costo hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Reds. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Samuel is 0 for 2 in the game. Samuel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zile fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ozzie Smith batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Smith is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Greg Jeffries batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jeffries is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jeffries hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Todd Zile is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Zile is 0 for 2 in the game. Zile hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Scott Servais now pitching. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gilkey is 0 for 2 in the game. Gilkey hits a fly ball into center field. Brumfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Whiten is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whiten is hit by the pitch. Smith moves to third. Zile moves to second. Brian Jordan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jordan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jordan hits a fly ball into right field. Costo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Reds will come to bat. Jeff Branson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Branson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Branson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Servais is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Servais hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Howard is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tom Pignozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignozzi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pignozzi hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Brewer pinch hits for Bob Tewksbury. Rod Brewer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Branson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Donovan Osborne pinch runs for Rod Brewer. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alicia is 0 for 3 in the game. Alicia is hit by the pitch. Osborne moves to second. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Smith is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Osborne scores. Alicia moves to third. It's 3-2, Reds. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Oliver and he is safe. Smith steals second. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jeffries is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jeffries hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Zeile is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zeile hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alicia scores. Smith scores. Zeile moves to second. It's 4-3, Cardinals. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilkey is 0-for-3 in the game. Gilkey hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-3, Cardinals. Mark Whiten batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Whiten is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whiten for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Omar Olivera's now pitching. Jacob Brumfield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brumfield is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brumfield takes first base on ball 4. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morris hits a line drive towards third. Zeile reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sabo is 0-for-3 in the game. Sabo takes first base on ball 4. Brumfield moves to second. Todd Burns now pitching. Tim Costo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Costo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Costo hits a fly ball into left field. Gilkey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brumfield scores. Sabo moves to third. It's 6-4, Cardinals. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Samuel is 0-for-3 in the game. Samuel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Reds 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jerry Spradlin now pitching. Brian Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jordan hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tom Pignazzi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Jordan. The throw from Oliver and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Tom Pignazzi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pignazzi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pignazzi takes first base on ball 4. Gerald Perry pinch hits for Todd Burns. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alicia is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Alicia hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jordan tags and scores. Pignazzi tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-4, Cardinals. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Smith is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Branson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Mike Perez now pitching. Jeff Branson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Branson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Branson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Doherty pinch hits for Jerry Spradlin. Jack Doherty is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Doherty hits a fly ball into left field. Gilkey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Jordan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 7, and Cincinnati Reds, 4. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.